You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's going to warm up just a bit as we head into the weekend, right? So that means still those chilly nights. However, that's perfect weather to cuddle up in front of the TV. And with us today to talk about what to watch is our very own George Prentice, who, when he is not hosting Morning Edition, is checking out all of the latest TV and movies. Hi there, George.
Hi, Gemma. Don't you love long weekends when you can catch up on movies and TV shows?
100%, because I feel like it's the only chance I get. Yep. So one of the things that at our house we've been trying to watch, but once again, George, it's not having enough time, is the Olympics. And they're wrapping up. But can you give us maybe a little review of some of the highs and the lows?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that these Winter Olympics are not what NBC had in mind when it shelled out billions of dollars. That said, the results are the results, but we've got to talk about the women's figure skating, right? And this Russian teenager, Kamila Valieva, 15 years old, heart medication in her system, medication that we know can improve stamina. Extraordinary pressure on this young woman. That said, cheating is cheating is cheating. Now, NBC has had some good moments and not so good moments, but I do want to give credit to Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir, the figure skating analysts. Now, a lot of people, you know, talk about their flashy wardrobes when they're commenting, but I enjoy them. They do not suffer fools. A couple of nights ago, here they were addressing this controversy during the women's short program when Kamila Valieva took to the ice. Let's listen.
All I feel like I can say is that was the short program of Kamila Valieva at the Olympics.
And for all the other Olympic athletes skating here, I feel I need to say again that she had a positive test. We should not have seen this skate. And
we are so sorry it's overshadowing your Olympics.
I don't know how many times over the past year I've said that she is the best figure skater I've ever seen, and just saying that now not only makes me confused, but it makes me angry and, again, disoriented by everything that I thought that I knew.
Everything is different.
But then, early today, we were reminded of how much this level of competition is sometimes a bit too much. This 15-year-old, who everyone thought was going to win, took to the ice this morning, and she skated the worst program that she had ever skated in competition. It was painful to watch, and she was left in tears. And here was some of the commentary. It was came in overnight from NBC. We've got a taste of what you will hear tonight. Listen to this.
Again, Johnny, just how could this happen in the first place?
The court that ruled to allow Kamila to skate in this competition was worried about the ramifications on her mental health of not competing in this competition. And I wonder what they're thinking now as to what just happened to Kamila Valieva.
Yeah, if you like to watch train wrecks, good luck with that. But these are, quite frankly, children. These are kids. And when adults do horrible things to our most vulnerable treasures, whether they are Russian skating coaches or American gymnastic coaches, for that matter, it is a shame. It's a crying shame in this case. Way too many tears. And if you've got the stomach for it, it will be on prime time tonight on NBC. And if you haven't heard about it yet, you will by tonight.
And George, I have to say it was interesting. I was literally talking with a girlfriend about this. We both have children who are, her son's 14, my son is almost 14. And, you know, thinking that she is basically the same age as my oldest child. They are children. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, when we talk about, you know, yes, she tested positive. She's a child.
Right.
In Russia. She is not, I'm sure, deciding if she should dope or not. And I think sometimes that gets lost in it. And no, she should not have been allowed to compete. But
and look what happened.
Anyone who is right, and for anyone who is blaming her, check yourself.
And they insisted that she competed, and she did this morning, and it was horrible. And she will remember this for the rest of her life. And the cynic in me is thinking now that the Russians in particular will probably start using younger and younger skaters and using their youth as an excuse to get away with this kind of malarkey.
And there will be no one, there's no one who has advocated for this child.
And by the way, the U.S., like I mentioned, the gymnastics scandal, you know, we do not get a free pass on this either.
Not at all.
So kudos, by the way, to Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir for calling this out, because I'm certain that more than a few executives at NBC were not too happy when they started talking about what is not so golden about the Olympics.
Well, it uncovers, I think, George, the underbelly of the Olympics, frankly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And we don't want to see that.
Yeah.
So with that said, let's move on, because there's another reboot returning to TV.
Absolutely.
And there's been a lot of these lately.
Okay. You get three guesses. The first two don't count. Here's a clue. Yep.
Okay.
The original Law and Order.
Is that why during the Super Bowl there were, I think there were more ads for Law and Order than anything?
Yeah, you don't have to be a detective to figure out what's happening at NBC. Law and Order is coming back, the original Law and Order, after a 12-year hiatus.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups: the police who investigate crime and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
Technically, this will be season 21. Sam Waterston is back as Jack McCoy. It returns to NBC 1 week from today, February 24th. Gemma, here's a quiz. So when they finish this year's season, Law & Order will surpass Gunsmoke. Law & Order SVU has actually been on the air for 23 years. What what TV series has been, what weekly series has been on television longer than any other series?
60 Minutes.
Nope.
Oh, The Simpsons.
Yep. 33 years. Okay. 33 years. And going strong.
It's because
strong.
Those kids don't grow up. It's amazing.
Anyway, Law & Order is back next week, and I know that there are people who are obsessed with this. I like the original. I'll check it out. That'll be starting next Thursday.
Okay. Is it bad to say that I didn't even know it'd been off the air because there's
yes. Yeah.
Okay, so there's that. Okay. Let's not forget. The Oscars are coming up. And George, tell us about a wonderful new Oscar nominee that people can actually watch for free right now.
And it's a film you probably haven't heard of, but I am in love with this film. It's a short, by the way. I love the short films. One of the Oscar nominees is called The Queen of Basketball. It is the true story of Lucy Harris. If you've got kids who are into sports, especially if you've got a young woman in your household, you'll like this. She is one of the greatest basketball players you'd never heard of. She went to Delta State University. She represented the U.S. in the Olympics, the very first time there was women's basketball in the Olympics. But there was no such thing as going pro if you were a woman. But one day, she got a call. Let's listen.
Phone ring. Someone from New Orleans Jazz calling, looking for Lucy. We want you to come and try out for the team. We had already decided to start a family. I just thought it was a publicity stunt, and I felt like I didn't think I was good enough. Competing against a woman, yes. It's a different story competing against a man. So I decided not to go. And I said no to the NBA when I realized I don't have a job to just try to make it. You know, to just try to make a living for myself. and for my family.
I get a lump in my throat over this. Her name is Lucy Harris. It's a 22-minute film, and you can watch the entire film for free on YouTube. It is called The Queen of Basketball, and it's one of those stories that you're wondering, how have I never heard this story before? She was drafted. She was called by the New Orleans Jazz to play in the NBA, but she said that wouldn't have been fair.
So, George, I must tell you, I actually, as you started playing that clip, realized I have heard about her because my kids watched this on YouTube and were telling me about it.
It's great. And it's up for an Oscar.
Yeah, I had no idea. So my oldest, both my kids love basketball, but my oldest, he was like, Mom, do you know that there was a woman who was drafted in the NBA? She's the only one ever. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, it's this thing on YouTube. And I'm like, oh, it's on YouTube. No wonder I don't know about it.
Well, it's a lovely documentary, story. Really well done. Lots of archival footage, and this woman will break your heart. Oh, by the way, she passed away just 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
yep. And
but you know what, George?
Yeah,
how great that there's a story about her.
Absolutely, absolutely. I hope it wins.
Okay, before I let you go, we had mentioned, you know, it's going to be a little chilly this weekend, so cuddling up, you know, by the TV. You've got something for the entire family.
I do. If someone were to ask me what my favorite television show is right now, I would have to say All Creatures Great and Small. Its new season is currently on Idaho Public Television. This Sunday is the season finale. It's a wonderful episode that takes place at Christmas time. And as you may know, All Creatures Great and Small is based on the true stories of James Herriot, a veterinarian in rural Yorkshire in the late 1930s and early 40s. This series is truly about love and appreciation of doing good things. In its simplicity, it is brilliant. Here is James calling his parents back home in Glasgow on Christmas Eve.
How are you getting on?
Oh, you know, Christmas doesn't change much from one year to the next.
But we're happy enough.
Merry Christmas, son.
We miss you, love. And I know you have to be there. But we still miss you.
Aye. Miss you too.
Mum, I never said thank you.
For what?
If it wasn't for you and Dad paying for me to go to college, I wouldn't be here. Doing the job I love. I'll always, always be so grateful for everything you did for me.
Don't be daft. You're our boy.
And the season ends with the camera panning up to a full moon, and we see a military transport plane flying overhead. And we know all too well what is about to happen in the British Isles and Europe, and obviously that will play out in next year's season. It is a show about our responsibility to care for one another, but mostly to care for animals, all animals, and to give them a good life and a caring, respectful passing when their time on this earth is over. I am usually crying like a fool when the show is on Sunday evenings, and I highly recommend, if you haven't caught up with it, you can stream it for free on Idaho Public Television or see the season finale live this Sunday evening.
Well, George, it is always such a pleasure to have you on to talk about all of this, so thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much, Gemma.
We've been talking with our very own Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about what to watch on TV right now. I want to thank all of you for joining us. Really do appreciate you always joining us. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.